Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Yes, we've reached Wednesday morning. Might have a part-time job at Target. We'll get to that 7:08.
Congratulations.
Lengthy text notification. I went khaki shopping yesterday.
Oh, wonderful.
We'll
glad to hear it.
I did have one red polo shirt available, probably from Express back in the day. So I think I'm good. We'll see. There's a lengthy text we'll have to get to. I don't know if you've had one or not.
You know, not Target. I haven't been recruited there, but other places. So can't wait to talk about that.
How they saw my resume out there that wasn't out there, I don't know. And how they saw other information, I don't know. But
same.
Oh.
Same.
Oh.
Apparently, my resume is online somewhere.
But it wasn't for Target? It was for...
No, it was for... you know what? I'm going to have to reference the text.
Okay.
It was some type of maybe marketing position.
Oh, wow.
Apparently.
Well, you were more, you know.
Apparently, we're being recruited via text now.
Well, that's what happens when you finish college. Well, you were recruited higher than I was.
Remember
I went
it was.
To a tech
I
school.
Look. I gotta look.
Is that what happened?
I gotta look and see what it was.
Also, I'm not sure we're getting into this. Do I reveal the text you sent me 20 minutes ago? Are we?
Oh my!
We talking about poop on the beach or
did
we're not?
You, I don't think you can say it like that.
Well, that's. I looked over. I said, "Jen Tui texted me. She's 5 feet away from
yeah.
me. She didn't say anything to me at all.
Well, I didn't.
It just says fecal contamination on the beach. Is
yeah.
what is the story?
It is
talking about poop on the beach.
I don't.
Because we're
you
all
know,
friends here, the EMCs. It's a little early to talk about that. But if it's a thing we have to get to, is it a Northeast Ohio thing or is it a vacation thing?
On Lake Erie, there are 10 beaches unsafe for fecal contamination.
Oh, no.
I can't. Listen.
There's something like on a shingle, on the shores,
yeah,
but I'm not going to
go
there. There'd be like a nice alliteration, but I'd like to keep my
Might
job.
Be a good day to talk about that because I also watch Poop Cruise, so. There's
did
a
you
lot.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
I almost forgot about
I need,
that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's one of those days.
Only way to go up. The only way to go now is up. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Also, started a little back to school shopping yesterday.
Wow.
You like how early that is?
That is early.
You ever heard of reinforced paper?
What?
Yeah.
Is that like when there's like stickers around the holes of the paper?
Yeah, off to the like the, yeah.
Like the like a loose leaf?
I never heard of this until yesterday.
Well, neither did I. I'm just guessing.
Okay.
I'm just guessing.
That's a really good guess. I'm really proud of you because if somebody asked me that what that was, I probably wouldn't exactly know what that was.
Well, I would think
it's on the list.
Rips. Oh, it's required.
So let's see here.
You're shopping for school. You have a school supply list that you're shopping
for. Izzy likes to go early.
Oh,
she wants to get a bag. She likes to get those things. You know, she wants to get in early and you get your choice because normally what happens towards the end, what happens? You get the leftovers.
Right.
And she just doesn't like to do it. She gets very, very excited. She printed out her own list. It was an entire thing yesterday. She wanted to go. So that was it.
Yeah. I order the box. I'm lazy.
She does. She loves to do it. It's
That's
an entire
awesome.
Thing.
Good
so
for her.
Just wondering. We'll get to that later. reinforced paper. So he's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. You know how this works. There's no prize attached, but we love your guests. We don't ask much of you. Just one guest a day.
That's it.
It's early. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever seen poop on a beach?
Never.
Good. That's a good thing. Apparently it is around. It's too early to talk about that. It's not too early to get your guest for Dead Guy in an envelope, though.
Is it Jimmy Carter?
I don't know, Tim. Do not look at me. I don't know.
It's not.
Jimmy Carter.
Do you like this game?
I love it.
Love it.
Great.
Loves the game. By the way, we talked about this yesterday morning that we were going to try the Wendy's Baconator Cheez-Its. We tried them. We'll give you that review next on Star 102. Those Wendy's Baconator Cheez-Its were not bad. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I was shocked at how tasty they were. The cheese dust on them was heavenly.
I ate them on the way home.
Did you? Did you finish the box?
I had some of them on the way home. No, I didn't finish the box, but I ate some of them on the way home. They were good. My dad was texting me yesterday to say, how were those? Because we talked about it yesterday, and then we didn't reveal how they were. We did take a video. You can check it out. Jen and Tim Show, we're sharing it over to Star 102 on all the socials. We did try them, and it was a collaboration. I happened to find them at Aldi in Menor. It's where I live. We had a lot of DMs. I don't know if they were at Giant Eagle, but definitely, where else were they? Yeah, Giant Eagle they were at.
It was interesting. Walmart. When I went to post a video last night, I wanted to see if the title was Cheez-It Baconator, Baconator Cheez-It. So I Googled it. And one of the first things that came up was eBay. Someone selling these on eBay. I can't remember the price.
I didn't think of that.
But yeah, apparently this is a hot item. If you see it, get it. We could sell our half-eaten box if you didn't eat them all.
Pretty great. I did not eat them all. No, there's about half left. But they were good if you're thinking about that.
You should have left them here, maybe.
You could check out the video. But
snack on those today.
You know, bacony, Cheez-It came through. I mean, they were good.
Yeah, very potent, salty Baconator flavor.
Somebody asked me if they were better than regular Cheez-Its, and I don't think any of them are. Is there any of the flavors better than regular Cheez-Its?
Yes.
Don't say white cheddar.
Yes.
No, no way.
White cheddar
no
is...
No way.
Yes, it is.
You think so?
Yes. I like the cheesy extra, dust. Like, a regular Cheez-It has just a little bit of salt. Like the little, it's not like a strong seasoning. The white cheddar, that's an aggressive cheddar seasoning. Love it.
So we'll agree to disagree. First five people in, regular Cheez-It, white cheddar Cheez-It. You'll be the judge. We're just talking about the Wendy's Baconator collab with Cheez-Its on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. That's what we tried on a Tasty Tuesday. They were good. Then we talked about, are regular Cheez-Its better than white cheddar Cheez-Its? I said yes.
I said white cheddar is hands down the superior cracker.
All right, EMCs, you are the best. You are coming through. We're going to take a few calls here, see what you think. White cheddar or regular? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Regular, white cheddar?
White cheddar by far.
White cheddar by far? It's a vote for white cheddar.
They're a lot more flavorful.
They sure are.
You're the best. Thank you. Star 102, good morning. Regular or white cheddar?
White cheddar.
Oh, another one.
I'm surprised you liked the plain one better.
I do. Apparently, I'm wrong. My mouth is broken. Star 102, good morning. White cheddar or regular?
White cheddar.
Oh, my gosh. It's a landslide victory. Nobody has voted for the regular.
Yeah, you're the only one.
That's amazing. Star 102, good morning. White cheddar or regular?
White cheddar.
It is not even close. Five votes. All five for white cheddar. I clearly have a broken mouth. My taste buds are incorrect. Now I have to go back and buy white cheddar and do a Cheez-It off. Cheez-It off? Cheese battle?
Do you think there's a chance cheddar could come to the front?
What makes the white cheddar better?
The flavor is just amazing.
I haven't had them for a while. I need to revisit. That's it. I am clearly wrong. I need to revisit these, and I will do so in the next week or two. So thank you for the vote. We appreciate that.
Thank you, guys. I love listening to you.
We love that you're on the EMC, Early Morning Crew. We love that. Thank you for listening. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So TikTok star Nara Smith is going viral once again for sharing baby name ideas that she loves but won't be using as she's pregnant again with her fourth baby. And there's some interesting names. So I'm going to read them off, and I'm going to have you guys tell me if you like the names or hate the names.
There you go.
I love this.
It's going to be very helpful.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So if you aren't familiar with TikTok star Nara Smith, she has over 11 million followers. She's gone viral so many times for her cooking videos where she makes everything from scratch. She's made things like cough drops, fruit roll-ups, and she wears very fancy outfits while cooking these things from scratch. But she's also known for her unique taste in baby names. So she has three children with her husband, Lucky Blue Smith, and they announced that they're having baby number four. So their baby announcement video had over 40 million views, and then she followed it up with a video of names that they liked but aren't going to use, and that has over 37 million views because they're very unique. She shared it with her last baby when she was pregnant of name ideas as well. That one also went viral, so she was like, I'll make another one. Probably knows that her taste is unique, which she said. She started off saying, I have a unique taste. So her first daughter was born in 2020. Her name is Rumble Honey. Her boy's name is Slim Easy. He was born in 2022. And their daughter, Whimsy Lou, born in 2024. So that's an idea of the names. Now I'm going to go over her boy names and girl names and get your guys' thoughts.
And these are her she's not using them.
Correct. She likes these, but they are not the ones she's going with.
Not the ones
they don't know the gender yet, but these will not be making it,
okay.
But she does like them. For a boy, Moss, Goody, Sunday, but spelled S-U-N-D-A-E, like the ice cream.
Oh, like an ice cream sundae.
Yes. Champ, Silk, and Dare.
Dare, like D-A-R-E?
Yes.
Okay.
Those are the boy names she's not using, likes, but also she said it's easier to come up with the boy names than the girl names. And her girl names, I think, are more interesting. We have Twinkle, Velvet, Berry, B-E-R-R-Y, like, you know, a fruit. Mm-hmm. Merritt, Button, and Willamere. Now, she said she also loves Apple, but won't be using it because of Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that she also liked the name Butter for a girl, but her husband did not like it at all.
I feel like Butter could present issues just because it's butter. Like,
yeah,
kids are cruel.
Butter is not a name I like.
Of all the names you announced, though, boys and girls, there's one clear favorite to me of all of those names. Do you? What about you guys?
I have one I like.
Okay, yeah. We'll go with the ones that we like, and then I have a take on the entire list because it's to me there's something that stands out that's very impressive. That's next on Star 102.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Stevie on the socials continues on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We should go through some of these names again if anybody's just joining us.
So Nara Smith, names she's not using but likes. Boy names, Moss, Goody, Sunday, Champ, Silk, and Dare. For girls, Twinkle, Velvet, Berry, Merritt, Button, and Willamere. Butter was declined.
I feel like Twinkle would be like a nickname. But
that's how I feel about Button.
And Button,
I have Button written down. That's funny. That's funny
like,
you say that.
Like
I
know, nicknamey more than
like
a...
all cute.
Yeah.
I don't, it's so, I am always impressed because I just, every time you think, like even like my daughter's name's Isabella. We call her Izzy. It's like very like mainstream. I always am just so, I don't know, enamored by people that can come up with these names and this, it just makes it like, I am in awe of them. Like, I think we were talking a little bit off the air of like how much you love baby names
I love
and talking about baby names.
Unique baby
like
names.
Like having Moss or Silk or even the names that they did choose that they stuck with. Mm-hmm. I mean,
Whimsy Lou.
I mean, what is that name?
If you're Rumble. When I was pregnant, I would have looked at Whimsy Lou and thought, oh no, but now I hear it and I'm like, oh, that's really cute.
Well, what's your thoughts on Slim Easy? Because I think that's the name people don't.
Man, I would name my child that in a heartbeat.
You would or wouldn't?
But then you also have to have significant other approval.
Yes, you do.
I mean, it's not just like, I'm going to call my son Slim Izzy Richards, and then
I had an Uncle Slim as a kid. He was like a great uncle.
Was that a name or like a nickname?
No, it was a nickname.
That's what I mean. Like, all of her names feel like nicknames.
Nicknames.
Wait, are there ones you guys like? I know we were going to get to this.
Yeah, I have a clear favorite out of all of them.
I feel like we have the same favorite.
What is it?
Merritt?
Yes.
Yes.
But I think I would like Merritt for a boy more than a girl.
I once knew a boy named Merritt. I prefer it for a girl. I think that is, when I heard it, I'm like, oh, I like it better for a girl. I love that. I think it's very cute. Mm-hmm. But I like when there's more like, when it's more of a male known name used as a female name. I just like that.
Like me?
Yeah.
Yes, I love that.
Maybe there's a name from this list you like, or maybe there's just a name. Maybe there's a name that you named your child or heard or that was on the list that didn't make the cut. I would love to know. There's such unique, great names out there. You can DM us. It's probably the easiest way, or of course, call us. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. It is the Jen and Tim Show. You want to get in on a baby name? Go right ahead.
Well, my daughter's name is Tierra.
See, that's a good name.
T-I-E-R-R-A. Not like the crown, of course.
Oh, you spelled it differently. Love that.
I went to high school with a girl named Tierra.
Really?
Yeah, spelled like that.
If you think about naming a child, you should think of the long run. What if you have them grow up to be a lawyer and a lawyer named Button?
A lawyer named Button. I should read that book.
Is buttoning them up at the end.
Kind of cute. I don't know.
I don't know. You might, yeah.
I don't hate it.
Got a text message. It's a lengthy text message. Usually it's just a hi or a this or what are you doing or grab some groceries or some basic text messages.
Was it a full screener?
Oh, scroll downer. Yes, what is happening here? And it is from a, I don't know, outlook.com right there. What's going on? Bunch of letters and numbers in the sent from, I don't know what this is, but apparently I might have a secondary job. This might
no
be an
kidding.
Exciting opportunity.
Didn't Congratulations.
I didn't realize this. Didn't know I applied. Didn't know I was qualified for a secondary job, but apparently, you know, times are tough. So a secondary job, maybe this is.
It's so funny you bring that up. I also got a lengthy text, a two full screener. From mine, not from a number. It was from an email, but it came as a text. It was a Gmail address. A lot of numbers, a lot of letters. Don't even make sense. And I also have been offered a job. Tim. What in the world?
Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe this has happened to you, or we can, you know, compare and contrast notes, see whose opportunity is better, perhaps.
All right.
Text message, see what this is all about. I feel like this is in the vein of the, what was it, not the toll road. What was the other text message?
When we were all going to get ticketed and fined because we never paid our Easy Pass or tolls on the turnpike or something like that.
I kind of feel like that's why we're mentioning this. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite.
So we both got job offers via text, which, right away sounds legit. What mine is from the publicist group, and it's remote work, flexible hours, where I will help improve user data and brand exposure.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
There you go. So far, so good.
So far, so good. I get to work 1 to 3 hours per day, self-paced.
Okay, there you go.
There's one-on-one guidance. That's the training.
Okay.
And compensation. Now, Tim, this is where it gets deep.
All right.
First 4 days, it's my trial period, 50 to 500 per day.
50 to 500?
Mm-hmm. Depends.
Do you choose?
I guess it's my trial. I don't know.
Okay.
I'd go higher if I got to pick. And then after the trial period, it's $1,000 every 4 days, but up to $7,500 per month.
What?
I can also get a bonus of $1,000 to $5,000 per month, plus paid time off, health allowance, remote work support, training and development. I have to be 18 or older. Check.
Done.
And if I'm interested, all I got to do is text back. They're looking forward to working with me.
I actually need you to forward that one to me.
Why? What's yours?
That is much better than my.
Is it?
Oh yeah, that's much better than mine.
Wait, you got a crappier job offer?
I am now actually spam offended.
Wow.
I am now offended by my offer, which I will probably now delete.
Well, now you have a reason to negotiate.
This is horrendous what they offer me.
Wow.
By the way, anybody else getting? I feel like we're the only two that are getting these. I don't know these.
Text job offers.
Are we the only two? If you've received these, I mean, you could DM us, Jen and Tim Show, Star 102, or 216-343-1021. I would love to get to your messages. And then also my clearly pathetic offer.
I can't wait to hear it.
Comparatively speaking, $7,500 a month. All right. I'll read my, I don't like it, but I will read my job offer.
Look forward to that.
Hi, I'm a recruiter at Target. My name is Maya. That's how this text starts.
Oh, well, that's very friendly. Much friendlier than mine was.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Your background and resume has been recommended by multiple online recruitment agencies.
Wow. Huh,
apparently it's out there. No idea. Therefore, we'd like to offer you a great remote online part-time job to help merchants update data, increase visibility and bookings, and provide you with free training. Flexible part-time and full-time work allow you to work 60 to 90 minutes a day and earn extra income on the weekend.
Wow, how about that?
You work anytime and anywhere according to your schedule and earn $100 to $500 per day. And get paid the same day!
Wow.
Paid annual leave? I get maternity leave?
No.
And enjoy 15 to 20 days of paid annual leave. The company currently has 50 vacancies. If you want to join, please send a text message to a number that is about a bajillion numbers long, and I must be at least 25 years old.
So oh, I don't you know have what, to be 25. Mine was only 18.
Are you renting a car? What, I got to be 25?
I don't know.
What job do you have to be 25? 25?
Apparently yours. It's fancy.
You only had to be 18 for yours?
I only had to be 18 for mine.
I get paid less and I have to be older.
I know.
I don't understand this.
That doesn't make sense.
But if it was $500 a day, if you worked each day, I mean, that's 15 grand a month. It's a lot. But this is only part-time on the weekends. We're the only two getting these, right?
I think so.
So
like, why?
Can I use your phone real quick? Can I reply to this?
See no. Some shit? No. No, you can't reply from my phone.
Why not?
What happens if you do reply? No, I don't even want to know.
You make me nervous.
Don't do it. Because
so
remember, you replied to like the Turnpike one.
I'm going to delete and report as junk.
Oh, there. You're reporting
I'm
as junk?
I'm already reporting it.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Yeah, because yours is a good offer.
No, I'm not taking the offer.
Yeah, I would take the offer.
I'm not taking the offer. You can have my offer.
I would take it.
I will forward the text to you.
Pretty
and you
good.
Can text back the weird number with typos.
Oh, we are getting messages. There's other people getting
oh,
these.
Oh, boy.
Oh, we have a phone call. So we're not the only ones. That makes me feel not better. But let's see what these... Maybe these offers are better than ours. Let's find out. Anybody else getting text job offers? It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Karen is. She sent us a message to Jen and Tim Show Facebook page. She says, I got a job offer text, but I deleted it right away. Mine was for Best Buy.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
The perks were there.
Tracy sent us... She screenshotted the message she got. They were impressed with her profile. She got a flexible remote role where it's 60 to 90 minutes a day, which I think is what yours says.
Same, yeah.
Anywhere from 200 to 500 each day and an $800 base every 4 days. And to take the job for Tracy, it says all she has to do is reply yes to that text. She says she deletes them, reports them as junk, but some poor person is going to fall for this stuff. Love your show and bringing awareness. Thanks, Tracy. We love you back.
We are bringing awareness. I'm also bringing awareness that... I got the worst offer, even from
out
a text bot.
Yeah. Are you upset?
I have the worst spam offer out of everybody that has DM'd us.
Well, your fake online resume must not be good enough. We need to beef it up.
I need to beef up the faux resume.
What resume?
Nothing. I mean, if I want to be spammed, can I be spammed on the high end?
I know.
Can I be, like, bring it.
You have spam envy.
Bring it. Recruit me, fake people.
Are they actually looking at our resumes?
No.
Yeah. You just somehow got the crappiest offer.
What is this? One day, $100. Everybody else making thousands.
Yeah.
Fake money.
Don't take that offer. You wait for a better spam text.
I get to one more call. Good morning to you.
Hi, Tim. This is Mary. How are you?
Well, good. Going to check out this Target offer that I got to work part-time.
He's about to be rich.
Yeah, are you getting these messages, or is it just Jen and I?
Oh, no. I get those emails all the time, and I've been retired for 3 years, and they said, we got your resume.
How did they get our info? What did I click that they got our info and thought that they had a resume and got some information? I don't understand this. Because that makes me think, is my resume out there, which I know it's not out there, and how would they have got that information? I don't understand. It's right. All bogus. We get it, but I don't know. It makes you think.
It's scary.
So right when we get into work, I scan over the headline. I mean, we prep the night before. We kind of know where we're going with the show. And then I scan the headlines when I get in first thing in the morning. And something on Fox 8 News' website caught my eye. That said this, nearly 2/3 of U.S. beaches saw fecal contamination last year. And I thought, huh, that's unfortunate. Nearly 2/3 of U.S. beaches. So I was like, okay, I'll click. 10 beaches on Lake Erie are in that report.
I'm not doing this.
Fecal contamination.
We are not
10
doing this.
Beaches on Lake Erie. And you're going to die at which ones they are. Plus, how they know.
What do we mean fecal contamination? Does that mean washed ashore? Does this mean, I don't know what this is.
I don't believe it means washed ashore. I think they're testing the water. And then, right? Because doesn't raw sewage like leak into the
water? Oh, we know that that's the case. We'll have those raw sewage alerts, and that's not a good thing whenever that happens.
Mm-mm.
I feel like we haven't had enough rain for something like that.
So there's 10 beaches on Lake Erie. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 of them close enough to us. Like the others are in Erie County, but 5 local beaches fecally contaminated. And yes, I feel like we should talk about it.
See, when we say that we're the morning show that covers Cleveland, I wasn't expecting this.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was, you know,
people
Guardians coming to town. Yay.
I guarantee you, you've been to one
Morgan
of these
Wallen
beaches.
Morgan Wallen on the way. Yay. Like those type of things. Mm-hmm. Not.
You've been to one for sure. Know. I know you have.
Oh, my gosh.
I hope it wasn't fecally contaminated that day.
We look so forward to summer, maybe hitting a local beach. Oh, man. All right. That's it. That's next. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I've never been more afraid than this top five? Bottom five?
No, it turns out I thought 5 of them were far away. They're not. There's 10
local. Oh, Jen. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. What are we doing here?
Nearly 2/3 of U.S. beaches saw fecal contamination last year. Again, I saw this first thing in the morning when I came in today. It's on Fox 8 News, on their website. Here are the beaches.
By the way, that's just that, not to interrupt you. We're just kind of glossing over the fact that almost 2/3, 63-64%
fecal
the majority
contamination.
Of beaches.
Contamination. Euclid Beach Park, Huntington Beach. I've been there a lot. Villa Angela Beach, Bayview East, Bayview West, Lakefront Park in Huron, Nickel Plate Beach in Huron, Sherrod Park Beach in Vermilion, Beulah Beach in Vermilion, and Lakeview Beach in Lorain. What does this mean?
I would love to know what this means.
So, of the beaches sampled across the nation last year, they experienced at least one day on which indicators of fecal contamination exceeded federal safety levels. That's of all of them that got fecally graded. They had the at least one.
Does that sound like a great job?
Will
somebody
grade.
Call us tomorrow in Cleveland. How much do you make? It's a fecal
As
tester.
A fecal tester. Who does do that?
Somebody has to. You have to do that. It's important. It's an important job.
My cousin does something with water. Like, he tests water.
It's an important job. Of course you have to know what's going on.
He goes to Costa Rica and stuff like that. He's not testing fecal water in Lake Erie. He's not headed to Edgewater.
Somebody is.
Maybe if he wants to move here, I could tell him. So yeah, basically, you're swimming in contaminated water. And if you do that...
probably stink.
That. They didn't say that, but they said it can cause gastrointestinal illnesses.
Vomit.
Okay.
And then eating breakfast.
So first of all, when I hear that, I think how? Because you're probably getting it in your mouth.
Strokes through your skin.
Respiratory diseases, ear and eye infections, and skin rashes.
I can't do this right now. If we have any insiders, or maybe you're a water tester, let us know. So it's just discharge into the water that should dissipate, and it doesn't dissipate fast enough. Is this what happens?
You're asking the wrong person.
I don't know either.
There's an EPA illness rate threshold of 32 per 1,000 swimmers.
So if you could just bear with, let's say we have no interaction from a water tester next, and I have no idea. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. Jen wants to talk about a poop show. So we just have to keep this for four more minutes. Yes, we do.
That makes it sound so bad.
It's going to be one or the other in 4 minutes. So it's either water or a poop show.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to take heat with this phone call in a minute. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. All right, the floor is yours.
Can I tell you about Netflix Poop Cruise?
Why are we...
I'm sorry, it's called Trainwreck Poop Cruise. It's a documentary.
And this is what you're watching Wednesday, I suppose. Is this a movie? Is it a one-off? What is it?
It's a one-off documentary. It's about... a luxury cruise turns disastrous when an engine fire cuts power to the entire ship.
I'd want this 15 minutes back of the show. I'd really like to rewind from 8:03 to now 8:19.
If you want something entertaining to watch, and I know that sounds weird. First of all, the story is fascinating. Like, you can't believe this happens on a cruise ship. It was national news. So many different angles. Like, CNN, the reporter from CNN that's in it, talks about the fact that they got like the press release on what was going on this ship. And they're like, that's ridiculous. We're CNN. We're not going to cover a story like this. It's a cruise ship. And then all of a sudden it evolved and they did cover that story and it became a national story and it bumped up their ratings and all this stuff. It was a really interesting show because there were like 4,000 people and it became like survival. Because they couldn't go in their rooms. There was no air conditioning. There was no light. They were building tents outside. They were hoarding food. The bathroom stuff, the reason of the title, they were making them go to the bathroom.
Show any of that?
They did show some of the footage of when
because trying to eat.
The boat was stuck, right? And it needed to be pulled by a tugboat right back to the shore to get the people. When the tugboat started pulling them, it tilted the boat, so all the liquid that was like, because they told people to go in their showers.
I can't do this.
But here's what I'll say about.
Whoa! You just glossed over it. They told people to go in their showers.
They had to go number one in their showers, number two in a red bag. And some there was like this.
Why are we talking about this?
There's this one guy in this
documentary.
There
is nobody that has watched this.
I'm not even kidding you. This
Why
one guy.
Why are we talking about
this? This one guy is like, absolutely not. I'm not going in a red bag. And then they're there for like 6 days and he has to go in a red bag. Like it is. And then there's like trash cans full of it. And then the boat tilts. And then all the shower drains.
So I just want to make sure I'm getting this right. You're recommending this on what you're watching.
1,000%. Because here's what I'll say about it. Whoever produced this. Or like edited it, found the best gems of A, the interviews, B, footage. There were like funny moments to this. Like whoever did this has a great sense of humor, whoever put it together. Because you like watch it like, oh my God, I can't believe this is how they're telling this story. Like it's like tongue in cheek. I don't even know the word for it. It's like almost like a cheesy rendition of the story in some parts. And it's hilarious. I mean, it's an awful tragedy. You know, we joke about the topic and stuff. Awful tragedy. And it is awful what these people had to go through. They survived. They're all fine. But somehow they made this very entertainingly funny.
There we go. I knew it was going to happen. All right. Good morning to you.
Tim, we are eating breakfast.
I'm telling you. Jen's the one up there. She brought up Fecal Beach.
Look, I'm sitting down to eat. I'm like, what the hell?
Exactly. She's talking about poop in the morning.
Well, don't go to the local beaches. You're going to get contaminated.
That's so
and respiratory
gross.
Disease.
Knock it off. Thanks, you two nuts. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.